Time now, the Medusa pregame show, to visit with Tom Cerutari, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, have you felt like more of a psychologist than a hockey coach this week?
Absolutely, Schultz. You know, I think on a Monday after a game like that, you have to address it. But you have to obviously put it behind you, and you have, you know, you do. You want to try to use it as a learning experience, and you do. You talk about it, but you got to put it in the back burner. You got to flush it, and you got to move on, and that's where we're at.
Nobody obviously wants those kind of games to happen. This late in the year, is it worse or not, or doesn't it seem to matter?
I don't know, Schultz. You know, honestly, you find out this weekend. I think that's probably that's the test is this weekend to find out again. Does it affect you or doesn't it affect you? I think that's probably the best way of looking at it because, again, it's the aftermath I think you need to look at.
Jeff Tesh has told me a lot of times that, when he grades out a football film, he's looking, did the guy get just flat-out physically beat or was it self-induced? He goes, if it's self-induced, that can be fixed and it's not as troublesome for a coach. Can the same be said in hockey?
Absolutely, and that was self-inflicted. It was self-inflicted because of the amount of turnovers. But yeah, I mean, you don't beat a team 3-0 one night and then lose 9-2. And they're a good team. They're really actually they might be the best team we played this year. I mean, they're right there with North Dakota and St. Cloud. But in saying that, it was self-inflicted. And to me, the game smelled even 5 minutes into the game. I didn't like what I saw. We were turning the puck over. There was just something missing. I think as a coach, sometimes you can sense that on the bench. And you hope that you can just get out of the period and then, again, move on from there and just get that period behind you. We just never were able to do that.
Jesse Wilkins got his first game action in more than a year. Can you just talk about what he's had to do off the ice to get himself back into a position where he can play again?
Well, again, he's had a tough road. I mean, he had surgery last year, missed the whole year. Then he came back this year. And then, obviously, he re-injured his hip, and and so he had time off right there. So it's really been tough for Jesse to get into a rhythm, and it's been very difficult for him. But he's worked so hard, and he was one of our top testers in our training in the fall, and that's a testament to what kind of kid Jesse is.
Is that the one position where you need game action to keep yourself sharp?
I think so, Schultz. I think you need game action for honestly any position you do. And but especially a goaltender, there's any question you need to be in there, and you need to face shots, and you need to get that game experience. There's no question.
More on Tom Cerutari when we return the Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutari. Out of the Alabama Huntsville Chargers, Tom, a team that you can tell which direction their arrow is pointing. They've gotten better each and every year with Coach Corbett. What's the one thing that you've noticed the most out of them that's different from the first and second year?
Well, they're just more talented. They're older and they're more talented. There's no question. I mean, your recruiting's going to get better every year, and their recruiting's gotten better, and they're getting older. And, there's just a fine line between, them and everybody else in the league right now.
Their record hasn't been great the second half of the season, but, boy, they've been in a lot of close games.
Well, exactly. I mean, they're hard to play against, and you just got to be ready to play. Again, doesn't matter who it is, you just better be ready to play.
A lot was made of the 180-foot own goal Minnesota State had, which led to the two ties, but Huntsville is still in a position to get those two ties.
Well, exactly, and there's always going to be some weird things that happen in the game of hockey, and that was obviously an odd play, but, again, the bottom line was it was a one-goal game when it happened.
Michigan Tech forechecked the daylights out of you guys. Did that expose itself to the rest of the teams, and are you expecting everybody the rest of the way out to kind of steal a page from Tech?
No, I don't think so. I think you are who you are. If you're going to forecheck one guy, you're going to forecheck one guy. I mean, you don't deviate too much. And again, it's whatever system they're going to run, I think that's where you're going to see right now. You got to watch changing things too drastically right now. And obviously, again, there can be benefits of forechecking two guys, but there also, there can be some things that obviously can happen, obviously, against a two-man forecheck too. So, again, you are who you are. That's whatever your identity is. I think that's what we're going to see, Schultze.
You got to have a Jamie Phillips on the other end to even attempt that, don't you?
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not necessarily saying it's too aggressive. It's just, it takes a lot out of you. I think that's probably the biggest thing. It can take a lot out of you over the course of 120 minutes. And, hey, the way we play, it's tougher for us on Saturday night with our puck pressure. You know, we forecheck one guy, but once we get in the offensive zone, we're all over. Wherever the puck is, we pressure the puck. So it's tough for us on Saturday nights, too, to have, the amount of gas in the tank that you don't normally have on Friday.
What, if anything, have you done with your defenseman this week to for lack of a better term, get them to handle the pressure a little bit better.
Move the puck quicker. That's biggest. And we talked about, you know, a lot of us in our transition. We just think our transition is too slow right now. And, you know, we worked all week on quick counters. You know, we have a three-second rule. We want the puck advanced within 2 to 3 seconds when they get it. You know, that puts onus on the forwards to get back into their spots, too. So they got to work together. The forwards got to sprint back. The defensemen have to deliver the puck. So, you know, they got to have some chemistry between them.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.